up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Now there we are. We find a smack dab right in the middle of old time music land. I just invented that, old time music land. That's where you find the Oompa Hour, at least this week. Ah, back again with another stack of great old time records to play for you on the show this week. So, hey, come along with for the ride. We'll see what kind of records we can find to play this week. Always a bunch of them. They're coming out of my ears. Well, they're not really. That just sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud. Anyway, hey, glad to have you along for another show of the Oompa Hour. Let's just roll it. The Polka-Lears. Not the Polka-Tears, but the Polka-Lears are over here. We're going to start on turntable number 2 this week, which is totally wrong. But, hey, let's mix it up a little bit. This is the Sparkling Polka. The Polka Lears, which is kind of hard to say, and the Sparkling Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, doing what we do, and that's playing old-time records every week here on the show. And glad you're along with us, because we need some direction, which reminds me, if you'd like to direct us a little bit, you have a request or a dedication, or you just want to say hi, you could do that. Oompa Hour has a hotline, 218-259-2985. We'll get you in. Also, of course, you can email us, oompahour@aol.com, and look us up on Facebook, too. Oompa Hour, it's, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's how you find it. I knew there was a way to do it. So all those ways to get your requests, dedications, questions answered here at the Oompa Hour. So let's roll the next record here, Marion Lush with the Musical Stars Orchestra and the Happy Bachelor Polka.
Łapieczki, nie boję się bitwy, nie boję się bitwy. Jak się łączy biją, to ja więcej dziewki. Jak się łączy biją, to ja więcej dziewki. popiec młody, mamo dużo urody, mamo dużo urody. Lewa pszenicznego i dziewczyny młode, lewa pszenicznego i dziewczyny młode. Pomyślałem sobie, ten co się łazieli, to ma dziury w głowie. Ten co się łazieli, to ma dziury w głowie. Oj, nie będę się żenił, nie będę się śpieszył, nie będę się śpieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył. Hej! Ładnymi słowkami, ładnymi słowkami. Będę panny cieszył całymi nocami. Będę panny cieszył całymi nocami. Oj, słowiczek, słowiczek, pięknie wyśpiewuj, pięknie wyśpiewuj. Doktor Rysa jadę, Kajza obiecuje. Doktor Rysa jadę, Kajza obiecuje. Hej!
It's the musical stars there along with Marion Lush. That's what it is. And the Happy Bachelor Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I would speak part of this in Polish, but I haven't the faintest idea how. So, unfortunately, I cannot match my talents to those of Marion Lush singing on the record. Anyway, Oompa Hour rolling right along. Great old-time records for you. The report from northern Minnesota weather-wise. Been a beautiful week up here. Isn't that how Garrison Keillor used to start his show? Been a beautiful week here at Lake Wobegon? Isn't that what he, I don't know. But springtime is finally getting around here. However, you know, this week I was sitting there, I was like, wow, it's like 55 degrees and it's sunshiny and all the snow's melting. And a friend of mine posted a picture he took in 2009 on Facebook when we got a blizzard and like 2 feet of snow in one day in April. And I was like, don't remind me about that. Because you never know. You're not out of the woods around here until you're well into May. So you gotta be prepared, man. Don Peachy over here, ready to roll. Here's the No No Polka.
Thank you.
is Don Peachy in the orchestra and the No-No Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour, your old-time oldie show. You know, all the songs you hear on the show here every week, all coming off of phonograph records, because I think that's the way music was meant to be played, with an actual analog wiggly groove on vinyl. Anyway, before we get to our next record, Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble coming up next. Doesn't that sound highbrow? But I want to talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Before we get any further into the show here, to invite you to stop by. You know, springtime is here, nice weather's here, traveling time is here, and maybe you're thinking you want to come north. Maybe you're already north. I don't know. But a fun place to visit if you've never been there before. Amazing exhibits. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. And now that we're into the nice weather and the fun season here in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin up here, they have a lot of activities and special events throughout the year. From concerts in the concert hall to jam sessions outside in the yard to educational opportunities, workshops with all sorts of musicians. Don't forget about their concertina and accordion technicians repair school. It's just cool. If you're into the music or into the instruments or into the history, you owe it to yourself to pay a visit. Look them up online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. There's a bunch of pictures and stuff, and you can check the calendar of upcoming events, too. Check them out. When you have a chance there, maybe while you're sitting there listening to great old-time music on your computer, you might be listening to this on a stream right now, and it's right there in front of you. Just type in worldofaccordions.org and check it out, all right? World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Hasselby Steppin' Polka, the name of this one. Sounds kind of classy from the Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble. There you go, Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble, and that record does not come around often here on the Oompa Hour. Maybe it should. I'm sure they made many more records. We just don't have many of them. We try to represent all possible ethnicities here in the old-time music, whether it's Scandinavian or Slovakian or Polish, German, or whatever. We try to get them all in there. So now here's one you normally hear from Frankie Yankovic, which would be Slovenian style, or you hear it from Arthur Godfrey, which would just be Redhead with a Ukulele style, was a big record. But this version doesn't come around very often. And I know that a lot of you like to pick on, and you know, it's kind of one of those songs. But you do like to sing along with Johnny Pecan and his orchestra and their version of the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you could sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, it's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's way fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. And she prance up a hill.
No, 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 no.
And she dance a quadrille.
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in my coupe? By herself she's a groom. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no.
All right, there you go. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, their version of the Too Fat Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, where, yeah, we're playing the old-time records. We do it every week. You got a request, give us a call, 218-259-2985. We'll work them into one of the upcoming shows, because we can't do it on the same show you're listening to, because, first of all, I've already picked out all the records for this show. So if I have any spontaneous moments, it's up to me, man. But it takes a certain amount of digging to find a request, because the records aren't all that organized, and neither am I. All right, I have the coming off the Too Fat Polka and going into something called the Laughing Polka, Jolly Stan Lee Orchestra. And I just checked, this has nothing to do with the Stan Lee, the comic book writing, publishing, authoring legend. No connection between Stan Lee and Jolly Stan Lee. But one way or the other, here is Jolly Stan Lee and the Laughing Polka.
Hey, hey, it's Vesuvius Starsh and his orchestra! Come on, fellas! Say, fellas, we're making a record! Come on!
Thank you.
record is just ridiculous. Jolly Stan Lee and the orchestra there with the Laughing Polka, one of many songs titled The Laughing Polka that are all completely, entirely different songs. But anyway, that's the Stan Lee Laughing Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? The answer has to be no, because I already have a waltz on the record player over here. We always have a waltz in every show, so waltzers, now's the time to prepare. Get ready to dance. Get up off the out of the kitchen table. Get up off your recliners. Get off the sofa. Shut off the TV. No, the TV wouldn't be on anyway, because you're listening to the Oompa Hour. Elmer Scheid and his band from New Ulm, Minnesota, down there with the Six Fat Dutchmen, Whoopi John, a lot of other great polka artists from down there. This is Warren's Waltz. Scheid and his band, Warren's Waltz, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Yes, we gather, we crank up record players. Well, actually, you know, that phrase is kind of passe, because even doing a show like this, where everything's on a record and all the records are old, some of them are even older than me, we still do not crank up the record players. There is no Victrola here. There is a Victrola in my dining room, but I am not going to do the show with records from the 20s and 30s that I have to wind up every song. That would be far too strenuous. Here's a valuable lesson, though, for you. I'll pass this on. Valuable tip. I've been a fanatical record collector since I was 3 years old. We have pictures of me when I was three getting my first record player for my birthday. So that's way over 50 years of hoarding phonograph records. My wife calls it hoarding. I like to say I'm an archivist. I'm archiving musical sounds and history. But if you have a Victrola or any other type of wind-up record player that people call a Victrola, even though it could be a Brunswick or a Columbia or a Pathé or any of many, it's a wind-up record player with the steel needles in them. Here's what you need to know. It's a valuable tip. Share this with me. Do not play your Glenn Miller 78s on it. Do not play your Gene Autry 78s on it. Here's the deal. Those acoustic phonographs, the ones that you wind up, were designed to play records that were made during the acoustic era up to about 1928. After that, they started manufacturing records that were recorded electrically with a needle and a stylus with a magnetic thing in it or electrical cartridge in the tone arm. And the records were, A, recorded with far much more range of frequency than a Victrola can provide, so they sound crappy. And they were designed to be played on machines with a lighter tracking force. So if you take like a Columbia 78 from like 1948 to listen to a Gene Autry record or something like that, or you pull out a Patti Page record from 51 on a 78 and you play it on a Victrola, it's just going to wear that record out like crazy. If you're going to have the fun of a wind-up record player, play records from the acoustic era. They'll sound better and it won't wreck the records. And here's another valuable tip. This is, I feel like I've just stepped into like Votech class at the community college on record history. Those steel needles that you put in your Victrolas, you know what I'm talking about. They look like nails, but they're not nails. They're made with much more precision than that. And some of you might remember, they were made for one play. That's why they had that easy thumb screw on the side to change the needles, and why the record players had those little cups on them to put needles in. That's because you'd fill one cup with new needles and you'd put the used ones in the other one. And you put a needle in, play a record, wind it up again, take out the needle, put in another needle. That's why the needles are so cheap. You get a bag of 100 for like 50 cents back in the old days. And that's why the needles were designed to wear down after one playing, and then you would change them. So it would wear down the needle rather than the record. And if you play the another record with the needle after a few times, the needle gets weird edges in it and it wears out the grooves of the record faster. Change your needles every play in the Victrola and don't play records newer than 1928. There's my valuable tip that means nothing to any of you, I'm sure, but you're going, well, there's something valuable to know. Frankie Yankovic is over here on turntable number one. Here's the Happy Wanderer Polka.
I love to go out wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
my knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
come join my happy song. Oh, may I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
beneath God's clear blue sky. Beneath God's clear blue sky.
Beneath God's clear blue sky.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and the Happy Wanderer. They're on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I spent so much time talking there before that record. Let's just roll right into the next one with Dee's Polka from the Craig Udseth Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
there you go, the Craig Udseth Orchestra there, and Dee's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, and that's what we do. We spin the polkas, and I pick them. And it would be nice if you would pick more of them. And you can do that by letting me know what you'd like to hear, whether it's just the name of the group, you want to hear more Whoopi John, or you want to hear more, I don't know, Shimaleskis, or whatever it is. You can let me know, email OompaHour@AOL.com or give a call to the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. That'll do the job, all right? The Al Denny Orchestra. Here's the Polish Sweetheart Polka. There you have it, Polish Sweetheart Polka, Al Denny Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. One of my all-time favorites up next on turntable number two, and I have been playing this record, oh, since, I don't know, sometime in the 1970s, and the record is considerably older than that, because one of those old Decca pink label promo 45s got to be late 50s, early 60s. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, and that good old Mountain Dew.
There's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And you can't refuse it or few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
And more, he's sawed off and short. Now he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it or few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my truck full of good.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it or few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
roared so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And your man refused it, our feet. Well, they shut up my mug if you fill up my chug full of good old Mountain Dew.
There you have it, Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, that good old Mountain Dew here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know what's going on today, how I pick the records for the show. You know, I really don't think about each one. Here's one I'd like to hear. It's nothing like that. I just go through the stacks, and I put the records away in such a way that, you know, the ones I just played over the last few months are, you know, in a different place, so I don't play them soon again. There's a while in between the records. And it just seems like I'm hitting all the goofy ones. We had that other version of the Too Fat Polka today. And we had, what else do we have? The good old Mountain Dew. We had that laughing polka thing. And now we have Cats. Can you believe that? I have Lil Wally doing a little song called Meow, 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 Meow. And it's not even a commercial for Meow Mix. And I should really let the cat in to listen to this one. The cat is very sad. We have a cat. Cat's name is Prada. Named after the expensive clothing line. And that is the name she had as a kitten when we adopted her from the shelter. And she's been with us like 11 years now. But my wife's been out of town all week visiting her sister. And the cat has had her routine disturbed. The cat has a very precise routine, just like we do, because I get up at 10 to 3 every morning to go to work at the radio station. And my wife is a nurse. She gets up at 4:30 and goes to work. And the cat has a routine. She gets up with me and, you know, comes down with me for breakfast and whatnot. But then when my wife gets up and takes a shower, the cat hears the hairdryer come on and runs upstairs. And the wife, you know, brushes the cat's hair and, I don't know, puts on her makeup, whatever. I don't know. And when the wife is gone, the cat has lost some routine. And I feel like I need to be, like, giving the cat extra attention to make up for it or something. And now I'm playing this darn meow meow song. And the cat's not even here to listen to it, which is probably good, because this would probably irritate the heck out of the cat. Here's Lil Wally.
Miau, 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 kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, te tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's our quartet now. That's our kittens when they're sitting, they don't sing bow wow. Miau, 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 this is what I hear. From our forecast, polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Yeah!
don't drive anybody's cat nuts, I'm telling you. Lil Wally there, and it says, Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. It says that right on the record. And meow, 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 meow. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Yes, there really are four meows on the record for those of you keeping track. Polka Dynamite over here on record player number two. Here's the ever-popular Pennsylvania Polka. Polka Dynamite there, and the Pennsylvania Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every time you hear that song, I don't know, do you get the Bobby Vinton version in your head, like, instantly? I don't know why. because like every good polka band in the world has done the Pennsylvania Polka, it seems like. But the there was a Bobby Vinton version that always seems to pop into my head every time I hear it. I don't know. Jolly Lumberjacks are up next. Here we go. This is the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Pumpernickel polka at Gibbon Ballroom tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight. Come and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
Pumpernickel Polka. There you have it. The Jolly Lumberjacks here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. On the way, one of my best favorite all-time polka band names, Stan Wallowick and his Polka Chips, are standing by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I'm going to see if we can't jam a couple more tunes into the show here before we're all out of time. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips, and this is simply called Boombas.
fortune. This is what he'll do. Blow the horn and start the song again.
Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to get one more in here. Vern Meisner, here's one everybody knows. It's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, run a good place now. Remember one good point. Don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a taproom. Gin mill, you know, Chicago, and in London it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Remember one good point. Don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago, and in London it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden.
There you go. It's just the barroom polka there. Vern Meisner and the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and we bring another show to a close. This means I need to stack up all these records, put them back in their sleeves, get them up there on the shelf, get ready to do it again next week. So I hope you're around and you join us as we roll the records once again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and World of Accordions Museum. We shall return and do it again next week. Get your tubas ready. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!